Welcome to the Birkett Long Lawcast. With me today is Martin Hopkins, who is a partner with the firm and he specialises in employment law. Today he's going to be talking about employment tribunals with the particular introduction of fees. Martin.
Yes, there was a change in July 2013, which has meant that whereas individuals used to be able to bring claims for free, they now have to pay a fee to issue their claim, and they also have to pay an additional fee when their claim comes to a hearing.
And how much are these fees?
The claims for unfair dismissal, which make up the majority of tribunal claims, are £250 to issue your claim, and then £950 when your claim comes to a hearing.
That is actually quite a lot of money for someone who may be not to be employed. What effect has this had?
It's had a significant effect on the total number of tribunal claims that have been issued. There's been a 79% drop year on year in the total number of claims being issued. And whilst we can't be absolutely sure that all of that drop is down to the introduction of fees, it's clearly had a significant impact.
Sounds like it's bad news for employees and maybe good news for employers. But I gather from previous discussions we've had that this isn't the end of the road for employees.
No, that's right. There's two reasons for that. Firstly, if an employee hasn't managed to secure another job having left their previous employment, then they can apply for what's called remission from the fee, which means that they don't have to pay it. The second reason is that even if an employee can't afford to bring their claim, they can still go to ACAS, which is the Advisory Conciliation and Arbitration Service, and they run a pre-claim conciliation scheme. Now, that allows individuals to go to ACAS to ask them to try to negotiate a settlement with their former employer before they then bring a claim and have to incur the fee.
What kinds of employment issues do people come to you with?
We have the full range of employment issues, and those that are raised by individuals range from fairly simple recovery of wages and recovery of holiday pay, redundancy entitlement, through to complicated unfair dismissal, discrimination and equal pay claims.
And these can all be heard through the employment tribunals?
They can. The employment tribunal is the jurisdiction that deals with those cases. The change that we've seen is that with the introduction of fees, some individuals are deciding that they'll take breach of contract claims to the county court, where the fee can be lower than the fee in the employment tribunal.
But are both avenues as productive as each other?
Yes, I think they are. The county courts are going to have to get used to dealing with employment issues, whereas previously not many individuals brought their claims to the county court. The only real reason for bringing a claim to the county court before the introduction of fees was if you'd missed the 3-month time limit to bring your claim.
This is from the moment you have a dispute?
It changes. It depends on the particular claim. For example, in an unfair dismissal claim, it's 3 months from the effective date of your dismissal. In breach of contract claims, it will be 3 months from the date that that money was payable to the employee. So that 3-month time limit applies in the employment tribunals, but within the county courts, there's a 6-year time limit to bring a breach of contract claim.
If you have a dispute with your employer and you don't really want to take it to court, what are your options?
Your options are to contact your employer direct to try to negotiate. Contact a solicitor. We at Birkett Long have lots of initial queries from individuals who are trying to find out how to deal with their dispute with their employer. You can also go to ACAS, as I mentioned previously, and you can also go to your local Citizens Advice Bureau, who will give initial advice on these kinds of questions.
So can you offer a one-off meeting with someone that might point them in the right direction, or do you see everything all the way through?
We can offer a one-off meeting, and we'll offer a fixed fee price for that. We'll also often give some short initial advice over the telephone.
And how is it best to contact you?
By telephone or by email is the best way to get in touch with us. My direct phone number is 01268 244 145, and my email address is martin.hopkins@birkettlong.co.uk.